I have an addictive personality. No, not like everyone's addicted to me, stop that. But more like I get addicted to other things. You know, books, TV shows, movies, food, video games, routines, that sort of thing. I get a taste of something and I want to hold on to it. I never thought that this was a bad thing. I mean, I probably did when I was younger, and it's the obligatory reason I give whenever I'm offered something and have to decline. But now it's not something that bothers me. I like things. I get passionate. I feel fire in my fingertips and restless hours creeping up from wanting more and more and more. I like that about me. I like that things stick to me, that I think about how something was well done or something that could have been done better. It helps me grow as an artist, a writer. TV shows are my go-to. Criminal Minds, Elementary, Doctor Who. I won't give you the entire list, but it's pretty extensive. I'm a media light. I like characters and backstories and painful situations that show us who they are. And another perk of TV shows is that there are a lot of them and usually going to be more. And at least on the ones that are worth watching. Again, I don't find anything wrong with that. Appreciating other works as a writer opens the horizon for more things, more storylines that one person could have never imagined on their own, or how a character archetype can be swung and twisted around to make something new and interesting. And in writing, any kind of writing, new and interesting are hard words to come by. There's that old saying that there are no new stories, no new plot lines, no new characters. Sure, you give them a different face and a different name, but here's betting that some jerk out there will find some 18th century gothic French character from a novella barely sold that matches your original character to a T. Because that's what happens. We as humans see similarity, categories, neat, color-coordinated, and strict. And if I know anything about art, it's that it's not like that. Things should be new and interesting. That's why I get excited when I find something new, something I've never seen before, because it's new to me. Even if the classic individual but deeply wounded female hacker turned do-gooder archetype is now painfully overdone and overused in media today, it's new to someone, and it's opening to someone. I've come to think that our jobs as writers and the general creative hemisphere of the human conscience is to open doors and ideas to others. To open doors for the new ones, who will eventually take over our desk and take our place, and also to the ones who specifically don't think creatively. The ones who need something different, some idea in some other context to make what they are trying to make work. It's not our jobs to create something so devastatingly original that it's almost exponential. Because Samuel Beckett tried to do that with Waiting for Godot, and I mean no one knows what he was trying to say. And that's a problem, when something only makes sense to the author or creator. Art isn't about the creator. It isn't about us, even when it's meant to be. It's about the others whose lives are affected by it. It's about how this art, our art, changes someone else's perception of the world. Even if everything shifts only a little bit to the left, or everything looks only a little bit brighter, that's an entirely new universe that was lingering in the edges and spaces between everything else. We can give someone an entirely new universe to wonder at. We have that power. We can make worlds from nothing, or from the framework that we already know. We can make people, make characters, with names that sound like a fairy tale, that ring like bells, with faces that we only see in blurry, indistinct dreams. We make things real. An addictive personality gives me the opportunity and the excuse to wonder at a ton of different art forms. I wonder over sorts of shows and books and music that one person generally isn't interested in at one time, for sakes of grades and social life. But I'm an introvert who doesn't have many close friends who live nearby, and I don't like doing things on the weekend, and it's my routine to find something new. It's my excuse to go and explore and search for a new universe. It's why I love Netflix so much. My cultivated personality gives me the perfect handbook and tools to find new universes hidden between the tapestry of someone else's reality. I listened to Welcome to Night Vale recently, and a quote really stuck out at me. Intern Dana said, "Look past the things you think you see. Move your head just a touch to the left, a glance in the world of perspectives, and then you might see it, an entire universe in the corner of your eye." Welcome to Night Vale has that sort of quotes. The ones about black helicopters and dog parks that no one is allowed to know or think about, and the ones about love at first sight and teeth like a military cemetery. I want to write like that one day. Maybe that's why I listen to it. I like that universe, the one Joseph Fink and his cohorts created with a voice or two. Writing is all imitation. Imitation of the things we like and avoidance of things we don't. I am addicted to my ability to pick and choose the universes my mind inhabits, and I write to create one of the billions of universes that linger in the corner of your eye.